was still paralyzed, so I just sat there speechless. It still hurts me today to think how badly I had hurt and humiliated my father that afternoon. My arrogance and stupid choices cut to the heart of this hard-working, moral man. He'd already been through so much. So the good news was that this confrontation helped me to see how much I was hurting other people by what I was doing, my dad especially. And really, when I started to get an honest look at things, it didn't take long to figure out that getting high wasn't filling the emptiness I felt. It wasn't really making me feel like I fit in anywhere either. In the end, all it did was make me sick, and I knew that I wanted to get off this train before it wrecked. Or maybe it already had, but now it didn't matter. By God's grace, I now had a chance to see my father in a different light, and I no longer resented him working the long hours. After walking around in shock for a few days, I started to understand all the things he had done for my sister and me. I began to see why my parents worked and sacrificed to give us a better life. And slowly, I started to change directions. I started meeting other friends, and I began to work on getting my grades up. It looked as if my life had taken a turn for the better. I actually did love to work. I found jobs when possible. My earliest recollection of working hard came from my Uncle Gaspar. My uncle was not an intellectual type like my dad, but a huge figure of a man, a very strong man. I started tagging along with Uncle Gaspar when I was about 10 years old. He would bring me along to house-cleaning jobs and to also paint old apartments that he would do on the weekends. The work was extremely hard and filthy at times, but even so, it was a chance to work with my great-uncle Gaspar. I learned to work hard and put in a full day's work. I would get home exhausted and then quickly fall asleep. I still miss my uncle a lot. He considered me like his own son and loved me like one. He passed away to be with the Lord years ago, but I will always remember his cheerful, encouraging laugh and his great love for me. Later on in junior high, I also worked for Sheriff Hayes. Everyone called him Big Red. Red owned a few apartments in town, and I would help him out as well. It was Red who also scolded me when I got caught smoking pot. While in high school, in spite of the party scene and all the distractions, I was fortunate enough to often work 40-plus hours per week and go to school at the same time. I had started working in 10th grade at a local grocery store, the Rockview Dairy. I began as a stock boy and managed to work my way up to cashier. My manager, George, taught me to be honest and to always keep my word, to do what I said I would do and on time. Getting back to my...